The government's announced the extension of the prevention zone for all poultry until the end of February. Alison Pratt's a spokesperson for the NFU. Alison, what does that mean and why has it been extended?
Well, unfortunately, we've now had two cases of highly pathogenic, that's highly infectious, avian influenza confirmed in flocks in this country. One in Lincolnshire just before Christmas and another one in Wales not very long ago. So that means that avian influenza is now circulating quite widely in the poultry in this country. We've also found it in wild birds as well, which is very bad news. Because it's such a highly infectious disease, the government's taken the really strong step to ensure that all poultry are protected, and that means that they should all be housed. And by all poultry, they're meaning commercial flocks, that's anybody who's got flocks of laying hens or ducks or geese outside, but also pet flocks, anybody who has some birds, perhaps in the back garden or on a piece of land locally. Anybody who keeps poultry must house their poultry to protect them from avian influenza.
And when you say house, I know when this was first announced, we had friends who were thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have chickens on the sofas. What do you mean by housing?
Well, if at all possible, keep them indoors, but obviously that's not always possible. Some people don't have the right conditions to do that. What the government is basically saying is keep your birds away from wild birds. Make sure they're protected as best as you possibly can, and certainly protect their food and water so that any wild birds, whether that's gulls or just garden birds, can't get at the food that you would usually feed them. If you haven't got a house to keep them in, try and provide a wired or netted enclosure so that they can be protected from the likelihood of any wild birds getting to them. And also make sure that you disinfect your footwear. Don't allow anybody strange to come and see them and bring in infection. And make sure that rodent control is very good as well, because I'm afraid rats and mice can carry the infection on their paws as well.
And what's the penalties for people who don't respect these regulations?
Well, I'm afraid because it's a government law, there are fines and they can be quite heavy. We would ask people to protect their poultry, basically. What we want everybody to do is protect your own poultry, but protect the whole industry. It's a very, very virulent disease, and it will spread like wildfire through a flock. So if you notice any symptoms in your birds, please contact your vet as soon as possible. But above all, please protect them from the infection in the first place. It's a big long word. It's something that the industry uses. It's called biosecurity, and it means making sure that they're protected, their health is protected, and you're protecting them from any possible infection.
And to reassure people, we're talking about bird flu here, but we're not talking about worries about transferring to humans.
No, it is a disease of poultry. It can be contracted in very, very individual cases, but there's nothing to worry about in this instance. It's not a problem either to eat any poultry products or eggs, as long as they're well cooked as usual. It's a disease of poultry, and there's no danger to humans.